on-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Oh, it's great to have your company for Dwayne's World. Dwayne's World for on-deck business loans, funding possible the same business day. Got a text here from Brian. Brian says, remember, Dwayne, I texted you all summer telling you that Harvey Gallagher will play seniors for the Dogs this year. Or Brian in Dramana, he hasn't just played for the Dogs, he's been starring for the Dogs, and he joins me now as the Rising Star nominee from the round. Welcome to you, Harvey. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you for having me.
Brian in Dramana, any relation to you? Was telling me all summer you'd be good?
No, they're not, but it's nice to hear they're getting around me, so that's pretty good.
Well, they are a second year in the system, so pick 39 back in 2022. You had some injury issues last year, so you must have been pretty happy to get a good summer under your belt.
Yeah, definitely. I went into, obviously, the summer with a bit of a focus to get my body right, and was working pretty hard on that, and just get out on the track and not miss too many sessions was pretty nice. So, decent summer.
What did you do differently? Were you just wiser? What did you do differently?
I think I didn't take myself too seriously this summer. I think the summer before, I was very uptight and worried about everything I was doing and thinking maybe that was contributing to everything. But at the end of the day, we're just playing footy. So, yeah, just take a bit of a chill pill. So, yeah.
But it means everything in the world, and yet it means nothing. It's a weird little contrast in your mind, Harvey, because this is your job now, and it's supposed to mean more than anything else, and yet, as you say, it was a burden on you to take it that way.
Yeah. Like you said, it is, like, elite job, but still got to have a bit of a balance between your work life and your life away from footy, so... probably striking that balance has really, really helped me.
So what do you do outside of footy to get yourself the mind altering, the mind off time?
This summer I moved in with a couple of mates from home outside of footy, so that helped me a bit, not having to obviously travel back to Bendigo and over to see them a bit. Not too much at the moment. I may be looking into studying next year, but not a heap at the moment.
Staying in your home state, was that an advantage for you, do you think, now that you're living with mates and it seems to work for you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I wouldn't have known it either way, but it's pretty cool still being able to live with my mates and hang out with them as much as I do. Sort of takes my mind off footy and just allows me to relax when I'm away from the club. So, yeah.
And Bevo, talk me through the process of sort of Bevo, because right through the summer, I came down to Witten Oval and saw your pre-season game against Hawthorn. And it looked like Bevo kind of had you in mind to be in his best 22 early on in the summer.
Bev's been awesome. Obviously, I was very injured last year, but once I started stringing a few games together, instilled a lot of confidence in me and backed my ability. And, he's been awesome for me.
And you like pushing forward as well. Are you a, sort of a mid-forward? You like being anchored as a mid-forward, or where do you like playing best?
I don't really mind. I've sort of found in the last three games I've played in every line. I've played in the back, the mid, the wing, forward. I don't really mind at all.
Well, you're flying at the moment. The Dogs are going all right. You're going okay, aren't you?
Yeah. Hopefully we can keep on the winning board and keep going, which obviously brings the vibes up. But, winning's definitely more fun than losing.
You a big footy watcher? Did you see the Cats last week?
No, I'm actually not a big footy watcher. Unless we're playing maybe them in the next couple of weeks I've watched. So, like, I did watch a little bit of the Cats, but, yeah, not a massive footy head.
And I broadcast your games, Harvey, for Fox and sometimes for Seven. Have you got a nickname for me? Where did Harvey come from?
Why, where did Harvey come from?
Yeah, well, where did they get the name Harvey? Why Harvey?
I could be wrong, but I believe that Mum and Dad lived in Harvey Street somewhere when they were younger. But the family nickname's Gags, so Davey, my dad gets called Gags, my brother gets called Gags, my uncles and cousins get called Gags, so yeah, the boys call me Gags.
All right, you happy with me to go with it, or would you rather me went with something else?
No, you're more than welcome to go with it.
Well, Gags, thanks for joining me, and I can't wait to see you on the weekend.
No worries, thank you, thanks for having me.